Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Watch Along on Friday. We're doing another, what is it? It'll be a cult classic, right?
Yes, Trick or it's Treat a cult classic,
from
for sure.
2007. So let's get to it.
Whoop. Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, everybody, welcome, Woo-hoo. Welcome. So again, I am your host, Anthony Becerra. You can find me everywhere at Tony B. Dead, Dead spelled D-E-D. And with me today, I have a new host.
Hey guys, my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And we also have this live on Periscope, which thank you for watching here, or it's on there. So if I'm talking or looking over there, just so y'all know.
Yeah, well, we got multiple cameras today, which is great.
Yeah, so this is one of my like favorite Halloween movies.
Really?
I was kind of rewatching it the other day to make sure my DVD copy worked, and I'm like, I love this movie so much.
Oh, man, I haven't seen it in years, actually, since the first time I saw it. So I'm pretty excited to revisit it and watch it again. So without further ado, let's get started. Marissa, start the countdown. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, go. Everyone, 3, 2, 1, go. The time code on our Blu-ray players is 000 all across the boards. And we are starting in 3, 2, 1, go. Bada bing, bada boom.
Woo! Do you like when music starts, when it's the...
The logo?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes
I do
that works really well.
The music swelling and everything. Thank you.
Thank you. Yay! Game started. Yeah, I forget how I heard about this movie, but I know I was like, I love this movie when I saw it. And then I did a Halloween party and screened it for my friends because I'm like, you probably haven't seen this.
I remember coming across a trailer.
Yes.
Long before it came out. And then I just happened to come across it again. And I was like, oh, I got to watch this. I just like mental note kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then I ended up watching it. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
I like the fake infomercial. It makes me happy. So I made a horror movie called, I'm like, oh, great. Now I'm blanking on the name of my movie. But it's Only the Smart Survive.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And it's like an infomercial.
Yeah, you were talking about that on the Con Guys, right?
Yes.
You mentioned that?
Yeah.
Nice. This is a great idea. What classic robot
costume. Stupid costume.
That's awesome. That's how I feel. I wish every night was Halloween.
It's tradition. It's Tomaho. I think that's how you say his name.
Tomaho?
Yeah, I feel bad if I said his name wrong. He's on Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh,
there's so many cameos actually on this movie. You haven't seen Battlestar Galactica?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, Tomaho.
Penicott.
He plays Henry.
Henry.
And he was also on Incorporated.
Incorporated. Yay. Is that a show?
Yes. It was sadly one season
show. I was about to say, like, I think I briefly remember hearing about that.
He's like, hey, baby.
Yeah, right? That was a little booty shot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a horror movie.
Why would you take your decorations down at night when you're tired?
He looks like such a gamer, too.
She's making a good argument, though. She's like, you're not going to do it in the morning, and her mom's coming. But it's Halloween. Do it, like, people keep the decorations up for a few days. And then, like, Day of the Dead, you got it through November 2nd. Keep it for a few days.
Right.
Put on the tape.
The tape? Their love tape.
Do you remember the tape? You get to see some of the tape.
Tuning up. Yes. Tuning in. I'm so tired right now.
Who hates Halloween? Horrible. No, I love Halloween.
Probably just hate yourself.
Yeah, she's just a grumpy lady.
Grumpy lady.
And his costume's so wonderfully basic.
What's that, too? Yeah.
I want to say he's like a knight. He looks like medieval.
Like, yeah, like Zorro. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's medieval. More medieval.
Knight. Medieval knight.
Nature special.
So let's do it.
How I understand
do it
unplugging
on
your lights.
Channel.
Yes, I can sing that whole song.
Oh, getting scared by your own thing. Oh, that's delicious. That's great. I love that. Get your senses on edge. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Am I going to see something? I don't know.
Look, she's smiling at the kids. Why would you say you hate Halloween?
She loves kids.
And then creepy person
she's
in
longing,
a mask.
She's longing for children.
I just watched all of season one of Scream, which I did like for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. Season one I actually really enjoyed. Lots of good pop culture references. They're like, yeah, you watch Walking Dead or Game of Thrones or like so many other shows. I'm like, yay, I like it.
Cool.
It's a creepy mess.
They're setting us up for something right here. Like,
oh, yeah.
You gotta. You know.
What's up?
It's a red herring, guys.
Yeah. And then the kid, look at the kid who plays Sam.
Let's see.
Because Sam's showing up shortly. One of the best little characters.
Quinn Lord?
Yes, Quinn Lord.
Oh. He's already asleep. Look at him.
He's already watching the tape. Oh, baby.
Oh, wow.
It's Death by Sheets.
Death by Sheets.
And nobody would care. They're like, it's just
that classic lollipop.
Yes. See, that's why I wore my pumpkin shirt.
Awesome.
I was like, we're in the mood.
Oh, man. Dragon.
And it's Halloween. Blood, guts, and gore. Nobody's going to really notice.
Also, what a great idea for like a... That's like his machete. Let's see what's
Someone
going on.
Someone in the chat room just said
it's just the wind.
It's interesting. They're giving the director the next Godzilla movie.
Oh, really?
Nice. I love this movie. So
was
I think
director
did a good job.
Michael...
Dougherty,
okay.
Yeah. So Quinn Lord, he is in Man the High Castle, and he's awesome in that show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's all grown up then, because in this, I'm like, he's really small. But this is 10 years ago, so. Hey, babe, you okay?
Babe?
No, bae.
Babe.
Bae.
Oh, she's going to be one of the scarecrows.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, this is good you don't remember. I'm like, oh, yeah, you remember?
I can always guess what's going to happen, though, and it's annoying to some people.
Nice hand out of focus.
Right.
Oh, wait, no,
that looks
just
really real.
No,
that's her hand. That's definitely her hand.
He's like, I don't remember that decoration.
I don't know how sharp that lollipop is.
And nothing's plugged in anymore. Ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
Ready? All nice and close up, nervous.
It's going to be fake, guys. Another red herring.
Nope. Yep, that hand is real. Good call. Boom!
Oh, it's her head. Oh, no, it's not. What? Oh. Oh!
Yes! The bloody lollipop. And then I love the switch to the comic book.
Is that the same lollipop he used to slit her throat?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I thought I'm guessing he just has a stock full of them.
Yeah.
He just... gears up for Halloween. He's going to make my lollipop.
Yeah, he's like, I got my lollipops all set. I like that he even tells you right there that it says Four Tales of Terror in the comic book.
Oh, cool.
So
there is a...
They already let you know it's an anthology, which I love horror anthologies. They're so fun.
There is a book on this, right? I saw one on Amazon recently.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's a actual graphic novel, though.
It's a good question.
Let me look that up.
Yeah, because we have... The girls, the kids, the legend.
I actually didn't
catch. And the dad.
I actually didn't catch on that was anthology. When I first saw it, I was just like, I guess I was just in a different state of mind where I was just like, I didn't catch on, so it was like, oh.
Yeah. I love the creepy music. Intros are so interesting too because like, how do they keep you interested while they're telling you all these people that are involved with the movie?
Right.
I like the comic drawings of all
the
characters in advance.
Yeah, I was about to say the comic drawing. old men, old Mr. Krieg.
And if you're not paying attention, you're like, oh, cool visuals. But you're like, no, this is telling you some of the plot coming up. And then we jump to bloody bag, well, dirty bag dragging the floor. That's so gross.
Ugh. I would not want to.
Did you use pillowcases?
Yeah,
or
I did. Hell yeah, I did.
You're like, I'm going big. Oh, I want a pillowcase to carry all my candy.
That was awesome. It was so convenient, too. We always had extra pillowcases.
Yeah, well, because you could close it, too.
Yeah.
The little
yeah,
buckets, you if you it. Tipped it, you lost
You're
stuff.
Done. You're,
favorite
that's
Halloween
it.
Candy.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah. Favorite Halloween candy, people.
With the... The Reese's peanut butter cups. Just overall favorite of all time, hands down.
Gave those to my brother.
What?
I'm like, no.
Give them to me.
Butterfingers.
Butterfingers are almost like exactly the same.
And
it doesn't
earlier.
Have more.
No.
It just have
no.
more crunch.
So different.
They
the
have
chocolate
more
and the peanut butter are completely different.
Okay, but there's it's yeah. in the same vein of
yeah,
chocolate no. peanut butter.
Yes, chocolate peanut butter. Did your town have like a street festival?
No, I wish. My little city was. Well, they celebrate more like Day of the Dead. They have like a.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that was a great transition of like news voiceover to the news
right.
to people shopping. Who are those people who buy their Halloween costumes the night of? Come on, guys.
I was about to say like, there's no way this is happening.
Yeah, I like this. My tits keep popping out.
Fresh meat. A little kid.
Yeah. Peeping Tom kid.
It goes to show that kids aren't innocents in this film.
Oh, no. What were you trying to show me on there?
Oh, yeah. So Trick or Treat Day of the Dead is a paper bag.
Oh, nice.
Released October 6, 2015. I'm going
to
have a
look
inside.
Yeah.
See how, if it's a comic book or an actual book. It looks like a comic. Oh, yeah. It's a comic book.
Nice.
That's great. I wouldn't mind having this, actually.
All right. Now it's time for the Halloween hooker outfits.
Slut-a-ween.
Yes, slut-a-ween. Yeah. Well, it's like in Mean Girls. It's one day you can wear whatever you want and nobody cares.
True.
Nobody can say anything.
Except damn.
Yeah. Yes.
She's a shy one?
Yeah. Cut the girlfriends going out, trying to get a guy. Hello? Oh, hey, con guy. What's up, Jim?
It's Jim Fry, Woo. The con guy.
Anna Paquin.
Oh, yeah, I've seen her before.
Right.
Where's she from?
I like her better. Are you serious?
Where's she?
True Blood? What's
there
the
you
most
go. That, I don't watch that. True Blood.
She's done a bunch of stuff as a kid.
Not really into romantic vampires.
He's talking about her boobies.
Boobies. Booby joke.
He's kind of cute.
No way. That would not happen to this dork. And she's
like
drinking the
flask
line. Oh, God.
She's
I can't.
Like, chug, chug.
Can't wait to black out.
Yeah.
Honestly, my favorite part of Halloween are the parties, though. Parties are great. Getting dressed and going to the party in the costume. I love trying
Poor
to guess
kid.
Everyone's costumes,
Don't worry.
Too, while I'm very drunk. Just like, you're supposed to
Who
be.
Who is this jerk knocking over pumpkins? No, you work hard to carve those. I actually won a pumpkin carving contest in college.
Really?
Yes, and that's how I got to go to Knott's Scary Farm for the first time. I won free tickets because I did pumpkin carving.
You're going
to
think I'm the worst. I've never carved a pumpkin.
What? Oh, my gosh.
I'm just devoid of
oh
life
my gosh.
And everything.
Oh, no. Have you all carved pumpkins?
I'm
what
sure
What do you carve? The one I won was a Headless Horseman.
Rogue X-Men. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. It's
That's
Rogue
right.
from X-Men.
Sorry,
Thank
guys.
You.
I fell asleep at around 4 a.m. and I was here at 8 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, and this...
I'm just diabetes.
Oh, and this guy, too. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I've seen this guy around, too. Dylan Baker.
Yes, Dylan Baker. There's so many cameos in this movie. It makes me so happy. Sit down, Charlie.
Tanks. You wouldn't
and then
be a
look,
bird.
We saw our opening couple walk
oh,
by
yeah,
them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So this show, this movie also does a great job of how the characters...
Oh, that's cool.
They maybe don't interact, but like that, they walked by each other. Sure,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all in the same world. I want that's my first awesome. Time to be special.
We've all been there.
Oh. They're trying to get their man hose.
They're man candy on Halloween.
It's a man hoe because, hey, you want to fuck me is what they're saying, essentially.
Oh, true.
Hey.
They're like anybody, really. Yeah. Not even.
They don't care.
Barely scoped the scene out.
Yeah.
Let's go for the working men.
Yeah. And she's kind of drunk
already.
Little
Bo Peep. Hey,
what's up?
She needs a little sheep
by
her
side. Oh, already relatively ethnically diverse cast? Little bit. That one we had the out of the four girls, two were, and then they're picking
one
guy who is.
Right,
yay
right.
Yay for
right.
diversity.
Yay for diverse. This is not weird
She's
at all.
Have you ever carved a pumpkin?
I just don't. I'm sure I won't be that great at it. I'm like barely creative.
I forget if he's the principal or just the teacher at the school. Because he knew him. I thought he was a teacher at the school. Because the other kids know him too.
Yeah, he looks like one of them squares. Them teachers.
All sorts of other things.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody remembers what the traditions are about. Or no one really cares, like he says. Yep. Oh, man, that tummy ache.
Let's just party.
Get ready. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember this. What's going on? Not the kid. Brett Kelly. Not Charlie.
Wait for it.
Oh, it's bad for your diabetes, bro.
Yep.
A root beer. Get us some Perrier. Oh.
Another tradition, guys. Always check your candy.
Ew.
It's not done yet.
It's so black. It's so chocolatey.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh, they did such a good job.
That looks...
Still going. It actually looks like it's coming out.
Yeah,
of
that's
mouth,
what I was
too.
About to say. Like, I'm sure he'd be like... He was like, I'm down
good
to
job.
Do this. Is he dead? Did he just
Maybe.
Kill him? No way.
Do you remember that, like, rumor when you were, or I don't know how long that was still around. And he's going to eat just a lollipop. The rumor that was, like, check your candies for razor blades.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Is that still a thing? Is that still a thing?
I mean, in today's age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, not the town I was in, but a small next one over had kind of a street fair thing. Hmm.
He doesn't look dead. Is that him who did that? I don't know. I'll just.
What? Oh, yeah. He handed in the candy that's full of razor blades.
Wait, it's razor blades?
Well, it's not razor blades.
It looks like it gave him
poison.
Like a weird, like, whatever that substance is to, like, make people throw up a lot. Could have been coated in that.
It just was bad. I just remember razor blades as a thing.
Yeah.
Obnoxious little
I don't think
kids.
Razor blades would make you puke up, though. I think it would just fucking hurt.
It would
hurt.
Cut you on the way down.
Yeah.
I thought he pulls it open. Stupid kids.
Mr. Wilkins. They have him down as Steven.
Huh?
They have him down as Steven.
Oh. It's funny. They
Steven
call him
Wilkins.
Maybe they call him something later.
Principal.
Oh, principal.
There it is. Confirmed.
What a cute little kid.
Yeah, what she asked for?
She wanted the jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, okay.
All right, Pirate Kid is a little suspicious.
Are you into, like, animated
Happy
shows?
Halloween. Huh?
Are you into, like, animated shows?
Yeah.
You ever watch Gravity Falls?
Sam! Not
oh,
yet.
Oh, man.
He's so cute.
I love that costume, too. It reminds me of the orphanage.
Yeah. This kid is so... I love his costume. Thump, thump, thump.
That's
cat noise.
That's a body of some sort in there.
Oh, yeah. Dead cat, I think.
They're the luckiest news van crew ever.
Well,
Okay, they're sisters.
Love them. So fun. I like that the news guys are like, we're done with our job. Peace out. We're going to go screw these girls.
We got this van.
We got a nice van.
You guys want to be on TV?
Yeah. Want to make a movie?
Yeah. Because we got the lights. We got the equipment.
Oh, man.
Can we just carve his face?
Side note, disclaimer, I never talk during movies. This is only because I've already seen it at least.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah, these are movies we've seen.
No, but I'm that person who's like, if someone's talking, I'm like, we're gonna pause.
Yeah, I don't like talking. Like, if serious, like yeah. This is for you.
We're but all talking personal, over this because we've all seen it.
I rarely like to talk, or if it's a movie that's shitty already.
Okay, wait. Grave. Everyone carves the most perfect grave.
Yeah.
You know, like in the ground, it's perfect straight lines. If you're a regular person, no way.
Let's get some realism up in here.
Look at that. Perfect lines. Hey, Dad.
Well, he's a principal. Maybe he's, like, really good at taking. Maybe he's had practice before, you know?
Did he Charlie call Brown's an asshole.
And the kid he killed is named Charlie. Connection.
Yeah. No, that kid's so funny. Dad.
Why did he kill that kid especially? Because he was fucking
he was
smashing
destroying
pumpkins.
Yeah. This movie's all about keeping Halloween traditions.
Yeah, okay.
And respecting it.
I dig that. Oh.
Oh, yeah, the dog.
Bark, bark. Dude,
oh,
it's
no,
Frankenweenie.
Not the dog.
Have you seen Frankenweenie? I haven't seen that yet. I want to watch that.
It's a good movie.
You ever watch Paranorman?
Yes, that's a good movie, too.
Yeah, I love Paranorman so much.
And look, in case he's not dead.
Oh, here's a little bone. Oh, it's a finger?
It's a finger.
Dude, that's terrible for, like, evidence and...
Right?
I would not give him a... Let me just toss a finger at
He's
a
like,
dog.
He's like, bye. Get it.
Just lay down.
Yeah, he is.
I saw an interesting movie on haunted houses, like, that come up during October and everything.
Yeah. Look, the kid's still alive.
Poor kid. Put him... Oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cool shot.
Great aerial view of the neighbors' yards.
Yeah.
Mr. Cree?
Yeah. Mr. Cree. Brian Cox.
Mr. Cree, he's so great, too.
Is he still alive?
He's kicking the kid in the face.
Just curb stomping. Oh, yeah, he's still in stuff.
All it stinks like a dead whore.
A dead... That's horrible.
Oh.
I know, he has only, like, a plastic tarp over all that.
Yeah. And again, perfect grave. Hello, viewers. I just don't understand every movie. Like, look at that perfect line. Like, really, when you're digging?
Yeah, that's impossible.
I want a little more jagged.
Damn, kid's putting up a fight.
Boom! This kid's funny.
Caramel apples.
As he yells. This kid.
I feel like he wants to kill his own son.
Man, Foley. Foley sound so effects would have had so much fun and all the ADR of like, bag! Dead! Stab.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then he plants a tree over the dead body. Did you know you can get that done? When you die, you can have it so they plant a tree.
Really?
When they bury you so that it'll grow.
Wow.
Have you guys heard about this? Yeah, it's a thing like, I think they don't bury you. Normally, nowadays or something, it's like concrete or whatever, and then the coffin. But there's a thing where you can have it where your body and then a tree.
That's
for
nice.
Anybody just listening, I made a gesture of like, tree. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh. Mr. Krieg's gonna
Mr.
get
Krieg's
it.
Mr. Krieg's like, screw you.
Oh.
Boom. Mr. Krieg is getting it.
Can't wait to see that one.
And you know how, like, some movies overlap or sometimes they're happening at the same time?
Right.
This one does a fun job
back
of overlapping.
Because yeah.
I had some people look a bit confused because this movie jumps around in time a bit. I scared you, Daddy.
What a freaking weird mask, man. It's a terrible mask.
He's a cute kid.
He reminds me of the kid from The Babadook.
Yeah.
Same kind of hair and everything.
I like that right
now. Oh my
now,
god, he's gonna kill
like,
his kid.
Oh no, he's gonna kill
he's
his
gonna
kid.
He's gonna destroy his kid.
Ah! Do you not remember?
This is terrifying. I don't remember any
he's
of this.
He's like, I don't remember.
No
and he takes
way.
A knife behind his back.
This is filled with just red herrings. I
yeah,
believe.
This makes you so like, wait, huh? Oh, look at all those masks.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's all the kids he's killed.
Oh,
it's a
my
wall.
God.
I don't think I thought of that before, but I'm like, wait
that's
a minute.
Horrible.
Why does he have all those masks?
That's pretty cool. That's like
I like it. It's his trophy wall. It's like
hunter.
Dexter.
That's what Hunter
oh, that was
do.
A great thing in Scream. He's like, holy Dexter's air shaft or whatever like that because they find something in an air vent.
Oh,
and Dexter
okay.
hides
oh yeah,
and I was
that's,
like, that's
right.
Such a good tie-in.
The blood
yeah.
that drops. That's
yeah.
horrible.
So Scream ties that together. And you're like, no, not the kid.
No way.
Puts his hand and you're like, oh.
Move.
No. Hi, Dad.
Is the kid's in on it, huh?
That's scary.
The
face.
Kid knows, dude. The kid knows he killed
boom! Oh, and he's like, this is so good.
Wow, Daddy.
And it's all bloody, so you're like, wait, that's no pumpkin. And, oh, it's filmed so well, too. And wait, the kid's there. Here, kid, hold the knife. Ah.
This is how Dexter was made, actually. This
huh?
is a prequel to Dexter.
Yeah, prequel to Dexter.
I knew it. They're both in on it. Oh,
yeah,
my
kid's
Lord.
In on it. But the thing is, the body moving, when did he take the head down to the basement?
Yeah, so.
That is a little bit
I'm
go,
just not
wait
think
a
about
minute.
It.
And then the same trick-or-treating, kids.
Hey, that's true.
Oh, the adult who party at Halloween. She's
just
so
reeking
drunk.
Of a That's hard. What do they
drunk
call
adults.
Her?
Oh, she was Mrs. Somebody, too. Mrs. Henderson.
Mrs. Henderson.
It's like an orgy.
What is happening?
It's a furry orgy.
He's got uncapped the other eye.
Oh, I remember their storyline now.
I can't remember.
This is so fun to remember things. Watch out for monsters.
Oh, feels good. You ever watch Rick and Morty?
Yeah. No.
Oh, man. They have this purging episode and they play Tony's feels
they're
good in
like,
the background.
Is what?
They play that same song,
oh.
Tony, feels good in the background and they're like
nice.
Murdering people. That's a cool costume.
That's a good mask.
That's awesome.
Most
I want
masks
that.
Are dumb.
It's classy. Oh, it's this guy. I've seen this guy around.
Nope. So you're like, why are they collecting jack-o'-lanterns? Oh, this house is bomb. I wish I could have a house like that.
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, why didn't we just go here?
A lot of candles.
Ugh. It's impressive.
I'm calling it Mr. Krieg's. Never mind.
No.
Aw. Isn't there like some sort of bus thing? Or am I thinking of another movie?
Rhonda.
Oh, he's a charmer.
Well, she's the cute boy. She's the awkward girl.
Oh. Sam Todd.
He's cute.
Oh. Oh.
Her costume's cute.
Like it? A little nerd.
Schrader. <I'm just> She's just a nerd. She's a little shy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's an awesome festival. Making out in the dark. Ooh boy, Halloween parties.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is the father, right?
Maybe.
Said he had a date.
Yeah.
Ooh, he looks like kind of.
It's getting rough. You know, it's okay as long as it's consent. You can play rough. Oh, and he goes down. Wait, how low do you go? No, not that low. Darn.
How low can you go?
Yeah.
Got some wrist action.
She's having a good time.
And he's a vampire.
Not exactly. Ew, licks her face. I'm sorry. That is a little. Don't lick my face. I'm bleeding.
Dang.
Shit.
What happened?
You didn't notice, sweetheart? And his mouth is bleeding. Ah! I'm bleeding. She's like, crap.
What
is he has pretty cool eyes.
He's an actual vampire. What just happened in this film?
Run!
Just took a left turn.
It's a horror movie. Oh, no one's going to hear you scream. No one's going to care that you're screaming. Oh, how convenient the band is right there. Or they're just going to think it's part of the show.
So the whole time he was licking
her,
makeup. He was just like scratching the shit out of her.
And then there's our first couple again.
Oh my god.
She's just drunk. Hey, he deserves to get it. He let her die.
Honestly.
And then she sees all the people with wounds and then she's like, oh crap. Nobody's going to believe me. And.
Dun,
boom.
Dun, dun.
Ah! What's up, babe?
Hey, babes. Just in front of everyone? Just going to take her?
No, just bleeds her out a bit. And yeah, she just looks like some really cool decorations. Damn.
Yeah, put her next to the
that
drunk
sucks.
People. So in this universe, there's vampires?
No, just wait.
Did I miss something here?
No. They do a mask and teeth thing later.
How do you murder her? With, like, his teeth? Just scraping her
no,
over?
No, he had teeth on.
Yeah, but like,
I
how do you cut her while he was licking her? Just kind of, like,
he could have had little
run his
oh,
teeth
it's very,
around.
There's other vampire things where they have it on their fingers.
Fingers. The fingies. I actually started reading Bram Stoker's Dracula for the first time.
What?
I started reading Bram Stoker's Dracula
nice.
For the first time.
It's a good book.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Here's the exposition time.
Right? I was about to say. The one person who cares about the tradition and everything.
But it's a cool way to give us exposition without being like, here's information.
Right, right.
You know.
It's believable.
Yeah.
This looks horrible.
Another great crane shot. You know, this only has like a 6 point something rating on IMDb. And I'm like, what? It should be at least a 7 or an 8.
Yeah, I'd give it like a 7. I remember enjoying this film.
The Corey. Who's? Where? Creepy legend time.
Isn't that like a bus of kids?
Yeah. This is where.
Oh, she looks hilarious.
Who has those
super
kind of braces
anymore? On her? What you talking about? Oh, by the way, guys, everyone tuning in, we're at 31 minutes and 42 seconds. You're probably on a delay. It's usually what happens. That's all right.
Thanks for the love. 30 years ago. Queen Bee wants to tell the legend. She's
Queen
like, shut
Bee.
Up.
She's like the bitchy leader.
And then, look, the flashback has different lighting.
Yeah,
yes.
Completely. Great way to differentiate everything.
Yeah.
Super saturated.
Yeah.
Contrasty.
Those are creepy costumes and masks.
This is like the kind of look I'd go for like a post-apocalyptic kind of feel.
Yeah.
Like Mad Maxy style. Oh. Where's Tommy?
Oh, Sammy
the
boy.
Special kids.
That's so sad.
It's so sad.
I forgot how sad this was.
Oh, yeah. No, this legend sucks.
It's definitely a gut puncher.
Ugh.
I'm gonna murder these kids.
Yeah.
Including
this
myself.
Horrible man.
Happy shepherd. Ha. So these are the lambs.
Oh, that poor kid. And
oh, what
Sam.
The fuck? He's just already existing. Already
picking
there.
Up crows.
I'm surprised I haven't made another one.
Did you say the parents paid him?
Instead of taking the parents home.
No, the kids home. No, did the parents pay him to do this?
I'm not sure. To kill him or to take
your
him to school?
Your children's safety is our business. No, yeah, to kill him.
Oh, I don't know. I hope
not. Or did
he
take it upon himself? I missed that.
I think he might have said take it upon himself.
Oh. There we go. Here it is.
Embarrassed.
Ooh, careful in that stopping.
Right? I was like, why do you have to put... Oh, no.
Ugh. This is totally effed up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they totally paid him.
These kids are so creepy.
They're not even in their creepy form yet. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Well,
what a great reveal.
Yeah. Because hey, they said they're disturbed,
yeah.
So they are.
But are they, like, lunatics, or are they just, like,
well,
mentally challenged? Kind of.
Too,
they're deranged?
So it's a mix.
Almost worked perfectly.
Aww.
That one's a terrifying.
Yeah, the one in the back?
Yeah. With
that
the
one, too. The teeth is... Ugh.
Cheerleader.
Good
with
teeth
the
mask face.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty terrifying, too.
That thing.
That's awkward and just weird. I just don't get it. I don't want to see what's under there.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oops,
oh, get wrecked!
Truck.
We're going down together, buddy.
Aww.
So you get for making a deal with the devil.
No. Because it sucks he couldn't save the other
I love
kids.
That silence. And just like that.
And?
Oh.
Do we hear the splash?
I don't think so. I think it's just a silent.
No.
Yeah.
It hit it. Yeah. Aww.
Went bloop.
Those poor kids.
And he sticks to land. Sticks to dive.
Aww.
Sank instantly. Oh, there's that creepy ass mask.
That one's not that creepy.
Yes,
it is.
Creepy. That one's. I love that one the most, actually. That was a great little.
He's all scratched up. Well,
she made
only
it out of the
one
bus.
Kid could have gotten out.
Oh yeah, the.
So in theory, he did survive. We see him out of the water.
Mm-hmm. What a sick transition too.
Yeah.
Going up the wall, the cliffside.
And the lighting. Yep.
Uh huh. Just changed his back. She got wings. Let her fly.
Oh.
For sweat.
Aw, how sweet is she? Don't believe that lying bitch.
Right?
I'm like, nope. I don't believe you.
Look
You're
at
a
that.
Liar.
Look at that.
Oh, that shot. See, this movie's amazing.
That. Yeah,
that shot's beautiful,
nice shots,
too.
Yeah.
Cinematography for the win. And, of course, he knows how to turn it on. It works. And oh, he knows how to turn it on because he's cute. Hey. Okay, sorry. That
he's
was pretty bad.
Guy. Oh.
You're like, took you a second. Yay. These kids, don't trust them.
Very pretty.
Look at her glare.
I know. Someone's jelly. Hey, you got some jelly on you.
Yeah.
You got some jelly on your face.
You got some jelly.
I love how nerdy she looks. Oh,
look at her. She's so mean.
Little braces and everything. Big ass braces and everything. Classic. Classic cha.
It can only fit three. Oh, hold. Mm. Have you done that before?
Go down an elevator that looks that shitty?
No, I've done a pretty good job of saying the line ahead of it, even without seeing the movie. I'm like, and this is what they say. Oh, dude, her pumpkins are
damn,
so good.
That's art right there.
Yeah.
She can sell
nice
those on
transition.
Etsy.
Back to, we get our Anna
Paquin.
Ooh, she's in
Little
Fly
Red.
Away Home. Do you remember that?
And there's Soft Fly
Away
Home.
That was a long time ago.
She's a Red Riding Hood. Where's a big bad wolf?
Nice centaur. She's looking for a man, but centaur has a woman. Oh, she's the ass?
She's the ass.
No way. No thanks.
She has to be like that.
Like,
nice,
I like this
time.
Caveman, and it's a woman.
Dang.
That was kind of awkward.
That is really.
She's like, oh, yeah, look, she's like, oh, my bad.
She's like, I can
though,
still swing
they
that.
Were okay. Oh, that looks like Ahmed. Anybody watch
oh,
Death
yeah.
Dunham? It's Ahmed's girl.
It
Museum
could be his
and
cousin.
Archives. Did you find somewhere? Look at that old phone.
I know, right? Is it a Nokia? You can use it as a weapon. Oh, no.
She found a man.
The Count. Hey, Westy kid. Welcome back.
What's
I'm
up?
Here with Carrie Lane now. Yep. Carrie Lane.
Oh, ew. Ew, you got a baby fetish guy?
Ew.
You are no good sister.
No way is she like.
So he's hideous. It's a flip phone. She had, like, the flip kind. Remember that? Yeah.
Of course. I had one in high school.
Those stupid elf ears.
I
Josh,
know.
Josh, whatever your name is.
Whatever. You're just a dick. Whoa.
And then that's a transition if you know what happens later.
Did you say werewolves?
Maybe.
That's awesome. I forgot there was werewolves or
oh, what? That's one of the best
vampires. I forgot everything about this one.
Empty elevator. Oh, this is so fun to watch because you forgot.
I sort of remember this part. But
oh, yeah.
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's so cool, too.
Oh,
that's
so good.
How did they
look
get
that? Look at that fog.
I know.
Would you go down there?
Sure.
Creepy. Oh, pirate kid's acting all scared.
Westy kid
it's
says
alive.
Hi, Carrie Lane.
Hello.
Yeah, and our little border says our name and everything. I don't know if you saw that. Let's see here.
Boom.
Oh, yeah, check that out.
I look all like grumpy.
It's just cold, right?
It's a little cold in
it's
here.
It's kind of cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps me awake,
but it's
though.
Good for the horror movie.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just...
Who knew?
I'm so cold.
I love watching horror movies.
I know. They're great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That I didn't mention it. The movie I saw, the haunted house is called The House is October Built. Have you seen that? It's on Netflix.
No, I should check it out.
Yeah. The girl I'm seeing actually introduced me to
Aww,
it.
She's
Christina,
so sweet.
Shout out to Christina.
She's like, don't let the candles blow out. They'll protect you.
Aww.
And she has no idea the kids she's with are assholes.
She doesn't go like with the.
I was
going to
say, can we swear? I know this is a daytime show.
Yeah,
but
we can swear.
It's a rated R horror movie. Come on. Come on.
Rated R. We're rated R. It's all
yes.
rated R. Westy kid, I hope you're not actually a kid.
But there's kids in this, so.
I know. And there's kids being murdered in this, too, by the
yes.
way. That's a bigger thing. It's
oh, yeah,
like,
someone's
oh,
saying
shit.
How in a lot of movies or things, they don't show kids dying. Oh, they
it's
do not
rare,
care about
yeah.
this movie.
Yeah, like in.
Nah, it's all good.
In
We talked about that.
In It, there was only one kid dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad they did
Which,
that.
Which, go check out on Popcorn Talk. You can see my interviews along with Rick Hong's interviews with the cast of It.
She's got Bill Skarsgård.
Yep, I got Georgie.
The little Georgie.
And I got the Female bully and male bully.
Can we get a little You'll Float Too, Carrie?
You'll float too.
Oh my god, got chills. That's so
and
creepy.
And it's the bus.
And there's the bus.
Ah!
It's a bus party.
Oh, look at her. She's so scared. That
she's
quarry
a
is very
too.
Empty for how, like.
Right? I was about to see what happened
to
the. Oh,
and the
no
mask
way.
Is still there.
No one ever notices.
This is so planted. Sort of.
I wanna,
maybe?
I want a Kalaka mask like that.
Oh, look
like
at
a Day
her
of the Dead
inspecting
mask.
It. Oh, curiosity's bad. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Curiosity killed the witch.
Oh, wait. That was the mask. It looks like the mask of the boy that she was saying she liked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the mask of the boy she was digging.
The cute guy. Oh, how awesome. Zombie children. I'm all about it.
Aw, pirate boy.
Aw, Chubsters. I thought he was at the elevator.
Wait for it.
Oh, she's
going
to get it.
Run!
They left her.
Aww,
my
glasses.
I can't see without my glasses.
Oh, I feel bad for anybody that needs glasses that much. Like, I could survive without my contacts or my glasses. I just wouldn't know what they look like over there, but I would see them coming. Aw, she's so sad.
No.
Never back up.
Oh, okay. It's not that deep, but still.
Oh, never back up. Oh, man, dude, we are fragile creatures. Fall and hit your head, you are a goner. I'm like, no.
I've done that before.
Nice swirl aerial shot, too. Meow, as it goes up.
Luckily, I was okay.
And transition. Oh, I love these transitions, too. Creep.
Oh, no.
And wait for
it. I just got it.
Ah! Aww.
That sound, too. They're like echoey.
Aww.
What about the Chubsters, though? He was actually murdered, wasn't he?
She can't see them enough, too.
That's mean.
That is so mean. That means they planned this shit. And then there's the... He's all... Pirates in on it. You're all evil kids. Aww. Bitch. I like that he's like, shut up. Brace face.
Oh, no. Hey, come on.
No, don't help.
Queen Bee.
Aww. Yeah, this is not cool, guys. Not cool. See, that's the thing I hate about pranks. It's only one party who's laughing. Never the person who gets pranked. The other person's not like, ha-ha, that's funny. And
yeah.
I was like, ugh. So I generally hate pranks because it's only the person doing it who gets to laugh. Anyway.
Yeah.
I've had discussions about this with people.
I've never really been pranked before.
This one's
too
still
bad.
Lit.
I'm usually,
look at her disrespecting it.
What a douche. I hope she gets it first. She's got to have it.
Ooh, good question. Creepy sound effects?
Yeah.
Ah! Not in the mood. Creepy kid voices.
Ooh-wee.
Cute creepy kid voices. And this is why you don't do pranks. It's a boy who cried wolf. You do it. Nobody's going to believe you later. Just saying.
It's just the win us.
Have I seen Tales of Halloween?
Yeah, Tales of Halloween. I've never heard of that one.
I don't think so. That's a good question. Yeah, can you look that one? Let's see what... Oh. And now she's upset.
It's got a solid 64.
Wait, what's it look like? I don't think I've seen Tales of Alamein. I'll have to check that out. Thanks for the recommendation.
2015. Oh. Much more recent.
Run, kids, run! And then, oh, shit! It's the kid!
Oh, dude, they're going to get
running
their comeuppance.
Running with chains.
Oh, boom. You're dumb, Braceface.
Ready? Yank!
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Don't save her. No, leave her.
I wonder what the budget was on this.
That's a good question. You can see on IMDb.
Yeah.
Ron is like...
Yeah, right?
Yeah, look at her face. No.
God wept. Jesus wept. Yeah, fuck them, Rhonda. You do you, bro.
She's like, boom! Screw you all. Look, oh, stone cold face. She's like,
right?
No. It should be down lower. Oh, technical specs. Maybe.
Ooh, 35.
I don't know.
Usual.
Oh, that's why it looks so gorgeous. It's 35 millimeter. Look at her. She's like, nope. Walk away. Don't look back. Yes. Oh, and there's Sam. He's like, what's up, girl?
12 million, it says.
12? Wow.
That's a small budget. It's pretty...
How much did it make?
Did you get a theatrical release?
Sam's like, what's up? I like they just cross paths. They're like, it's all good.
DVD sales, domestic video sales, 7 mil.
Cool. That's not much, though.
Made more than half of it back.
Yeah. I feel it's more popular. It's gotten more.
Yeah, definitely.
And Anna Paak when she's like, oh no!
Oh no.
Okay, fire in the pumpkins. There's like lights, candles in all these pumpkins in the middle of the woods. We live in California. I'm like, that's a fire hazard!
Yeah. Wes is a little behind.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of a delay from when we record when you guys see it. But
yeah, he says
you get
he lost connection for a
hello,
bit.
People on Periscope.
I knew it. Bad wolf. Big bad.
Beer. That girl drinks so much.
Those things are just compressed.
Oh, yeah. Those
ridiculous.
Boobs are about to pop out.
Right?
She can get a needle and be like, pop.
She can barely, like, shake her chest.
Mom, she always said she was going to run to the Linner. And if you're listening, there's been fun keywords for them for a while. Hey. Oh, he's so weird.
Supposed to be a werewolf. Oh. It's fitting, right? Vampire Diaries. She's nothing new
True
for
Blood.
Her. Or True Blood.
Oh, the baby. That's so gross.
Oh, my God.
You're like, oh, no.
That's her sister.
It's the red cape.
Sister's dead.
They're like, oh, no.
I remember.
Dude, that Bo Peep outfit's actually not that scandalous. She has, like, petticoats underneath that short skirt.
Yeah, I think she's the cutest.
That's actually not
I
that
like
bad.
Her.
Oh, you like the Little Miss Bo Peep?
Little Miss Peep.
I thought the Snow White's really pretty.
Yeah, she was pretty good, too.
He's like, help me.
Wait, what a twist.
Please. Help me. It's like the, is that like the fly? Help me! Like, ooh, cheerleader. And you're like, oh, wait, who's walking through the crowd? Pirate, luau.
Damn.
Now she's sexy.
What? This is so weird.
You're like, how'd she get sexy?
Surprise, guys, I'm not a virgin.
Ha ha ha.
Wesley Kid has a suggestion for you.
They're like, eh? That's not so bad. Hello, people.
Like Harley Quinn.
Yeah, no, this is all bleached right here and been colored, and I like the one side. Say aw. Here you go. Ready? Faked fangs. Liar. And the mask. Who is it?
I knew it.
Oh, no. Hi, Steven. Oh, that's when we get the first name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why they needed guys. It's a coven.
Sort of.
Of werewolves.
And he sees all the other dead men.
Holy shit.
He's like, shit.
What a great way of doing that. Here, I thought they were just slutty.
Exactly. That's why this movie's so good, because nobody, everyone's like, wait, what? What? And him too. Ah!
Rightly deserved, bro. I'm sorry, but you... Oh!
Oh, the broken... Good effects on
the
door.
Yeah, right?
Ugh. I'm nervous. You're like, what are you nervous about?
Is that why this is her first, like, thing?
Huh?
Go-around? Is this her first go-around at this? Is that why they called her the virgin?
Yeah. Oh, good music shift. You know, normally they make sexiness just with vampires, so it's nice they do the sexiness with what these people, which we won't say it because it hasn't happened just yet. It's
calling
my first
it. They're
time.
Werewolves, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, to be honest. Oh,
not
what
yet.
Happened?
Rip the clothes off.
Dang, my browser just shut down on me. That was great.
Boobs.
Boobies.
Standard horror movie. We got lots of boobs. Disrobing, and you're like, wait, why?
Wait, hold on, guys. I gotta pay attention.
Oh,
this is a very crucial moment in the film. Oh, my God.
Yes. Got eyes and teeth. Hair. Titties! Got some nips. Ooh, a Cleopatra. Oh, that looked like a Xena.
Oh, they might be like succubus, too.
No?
No? Werewolves? No?
Hair. I
oh,
like they're
so
zipping
cool.
each other. Oh, look, she's naked, but not really.
Yeah.
She's like covering her nipples. Oh, rip the skin off. Oh, and take it off like clothes. Yay. It's a nice way to do the werewolf.
You never really see like female werewolves.
Not often. Ginger snaps. The boots.
There's some cool. Oh my god, that's terrifying.
And they're nice big wolves too. It's
I
not
know
really
they're
tiny.
Terrifying.
My.
Oh, the irony of her being little, but a little Red Riding Hood.
Exactly.
Oh, what a cool shot.
And
that's
a good
awesome.
Digital change.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because they also say the line earlier, "I'll huff and puff and blow your house
yeah,
down."
Yeah, that's right.
And there's Sam watching the fun. They say, run to the litter. They need fresh meat. So there's hints along the way, but they don't sound that weird. And later you're like, what?
Yeah.
And now we have
earlier
again.
With the comic book title.
Yes.
Title. I could totally see a series developing out of this.
It'd be fun.
It kind of looks like Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, you don't normally see female werewolves, not much.
Yeah.
Though Underworld... No, it's mostly men.
She was a vampire.
She was a hybrid.
Oh, she was a hybrid.
Well, no. She later, there's more stuff with that.
Right.
She was the guy who's the hybrid.
Was there any female werewolves in...
They don't show the werewolves in Underworld because it's like all dudes fighting. But then I'm like, but they need females to procreate. So
right?
You just don't see them.
And also, I'm thinking Twilight. I don't like to bring that up. But.
No, you know what? I liked in Twilight how they did the wolves as big... Wolves, like unnaturally large.
Big ass, yeah, wolves.
So that
yeah.
was cool.
Whoa.
That one, I think there's females, but you generally see the males go fight.
Okay.
But there were females. Ginger werewolf? Snaps is the best female werewolf. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that one yet.
You guys, have you seen Ginger Snaps? It's so good. There's Ginger Snaps Back.
Like Snaps
and one
teeth.
More. kind of. So it's Ginger. She's a redhead.
Uh-huh.
I forget if her name is Ginger. Ah, run, kids. And then you find out it's a dog.
It's Frankenweenie. It's Mr. We're back at Mr. What's-His-Face's house.
Mr. Keeg?
Krieg. Mr. Krieg.
You're all, what is the vicious creature?
It's a little puppers.
It's his dog.
It's a little puppers.
He looks so good with his long, messy hair.
His mustache.
He's like, hey, baby.
The Howling flicks are all about female wolves.
Oh
really?
Yeah,
the
Howling.
Yes,
I have thank
seen
you.
The Howling.
I forgot
too.
About that.
I guess yeah, it was.
Oh,
that.
And he's wearing a little mask. I forgot all about the Howling. But Ginger Snaps is Canadian, I think. But mm-hmm. that one's cool because they do werewolves, but they also tie it to like a woman's menstrual cycle. So then, like, like once a month, she turns into a werewolf and bloodthirst and blah blah blah. It's really fun.
Makes sense.
We should
Checks
do that
as
a movie night too. It's really
it's pretty good.
It's a good one.
Ginger Snaps. Just snap.
And he's burning photographs. So wait. Oh, you know why? Because he's the bus driver. Random food TV thing. So I think right now we just saw a photograph of the children. So that connects that he, Mr. Keeg,
is the bus driver.
What? So it ties everybody together. Who watches a food channel and doesn't cook?
Have I decorated my house in Halloween
Here, look.
Decorations?
He took
Unfortunately,
a bite.
I haven't.
Takes a bite, spits it out, because there's... Oh, no, he just didn't like it. I could have sworn somewhere there's a razor blade candy.
Yeah,
but I would think you would chew and you would feel it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh,
and
my God.
And now he's on the news watching. And then tie into the news.
Have you put up
that? That is such an old remote.
I know, right?
No. Oh, I
werewolf.
Like that werewolf. That looks
Female
cool.
Wolf. Where's that from? Oh, is that from like Scooby-Doo?
Oh, actually.
Gargoyles?
I was going to say, no, with werewolves, there is Scooby-Doo in the Ghoul School. And that one's all female monsters because they're all children. It's all the daughters of the monsters.
That's hilarious.
It's adorable. It's one of my favorite, too. Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School and Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf. So good.
Oh, man.
Have you not watched those? Oh, they're so fun. They're really good, like,
I'm not sure if I can bring
Halloween.
Myself to watch
no,
that.
No, why not? They're fun. They're so fun.
Okay.
No, I have not done my Halloween decorations yet.
It's in September, right? Yeah.
No, it's more just like I have over at least one box full of decorations. But I still have like moving boxes where I haven't put things away, so I don't want to put decorations up when I haven't put things away yet. And I moved a while ago.
I was about to say, yeah, did you just move?
No, it was like a year ago.
Oh,
but
man.
Still in the process of figuring it out. All right, so now, guys, we're at 1 hour and 1 minute.
Nice.
1 hour, 1 minute.
1 hour.
I have
mark.
Not seen Mother, and no, I'm not that interested.
Have you seen Mother?
No,
have
it's Mother.
Mother. Oh, yeah, Mother.
Yeah. Because it's a lowercase
lower
M with an exclamation point.
Mother.
Shout out to Neil Plubley on Box Office Breakdown.
Neil, my boy, Neil.
I have not. I'm not a huge Aronofsky fan, so I'm not that excited. There's a lot of other movies I want to watch, so it's not at the top of my list.
I've actually seen Pi, Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, I love Requiem for a Dream, though. That one's great.
I forgot what else. Some other one. Oh, Black Swan.
It was all right.
Requiem was the one
like
that
it.
Stuck with me to this day.
Yeah,
and I
that
feel
one has
like
some
it's the
stuff
most
in it.
Horrifying non-horror
yes.
movie ever.
Yeah.
Because it's such a gut puncher, and it just affects me on such a emotional level.
Yes.
Terrifies me.
And now we connect to earlier when he's
I
looking at his
Mother.
Neighbor. You did see it?
I've seen
Oh,
Mother.
Yeah, you did say you saw it. And then we get Sam in his backyard. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was a good little flick.
He's a grumpy neighbor.
Yeah. I mean, you have to hate yourself to really kill. Huh? I mean, you have to have like some level of hate for yourself.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't move away. I would have moved away. Yes, oh, all girls school, and it's all the daughters of the monsters.
Westy kid confirms.
Yep, it was really, it's really cute. Perfect Halloween like family movie thing.
Yeah.
I like watching kid horror ones too. Like Casper Counts is like.
Love Cat with Christina.
Casper, yep. Christina
Ricci.
Yeah,
love that one. I grew up with that film.
And look at all his pumpkins, which weren't there, I think, a minute ago. And he's like, oh,
his
shit.
His best films are the one he didn't. Oh, I think he's talking about Arnold.
Oh, best films he did are the ones he didn't write. Interesting. Oh, yes.
Wait, does that mean. Wait, didn't she come from this?
Don't break him!
Didn't Rhonda come from this house?
No.
Okay. I was like.
But that's a good point.
Wait.
No. Scooby-Doo and the Boo Brothers. That one's a good one, too. I don't remember it as much.
All these titles are so absurd. I love them.
They're adorable.
The Ghoul School.
Well, Reluctant Werewolf, he turns into a werewolf.
And what?
Shaggy does.
Shaggy turns into
a reluctant werewolf.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's like, who's in my
You've
house?
You've seen American Werewolf in London.
Yes.
Right? Oh, so good.
And even Aurora and Paris. That one's pretty good.
Which one? That's a sequel, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I don't think I like the story as much, but they have better special effects.
I'm always wary of like sequels.
No, they did a good job of making it very practical effects, so it's like, yay. Also, a good werewolf transformation, I was just remembering too, is Hemlock Grove. It's similar to how it's done in Trick or Treat, where it's like, you're inside the skin and you got to like take it off. Though it's nasty in Hemlock Grove, he eats the skin after. So you're like getting rid of the evidence.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So yep.
Wait, rate Mother out of 10. Shoot.
I feel that movie's pretty subjective. Oh, you were quick with your answer, though.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling where it landed. Oh, I'm talking this popcorn talk. I didn't realize that.
Oh, well.
It's all right. I lost connection.
Look at that shotgun.
Double barrel.
Yep.
Classic boomstick.
See, don't kill the dog. I'm like, I don't care about the person. Just don't kill the dog.
I love to do a Evil Dead watch along. I love those movies.
I think I saw them out of order, and I think I was watching the second one, and I was like, this movie's really weird and kind of scary.
Second
I saw one's in high school.
The best one.
But the part where he bounces with the lampshade, I was like, oh, it's a comedy, too.
Yeah,
I get
it's
it.
Like horror comedy. It's
That's
so
when I was
good.
Like, okay, I'm not scared anymore.
The first one was just like completely different tone.
Oh, it's so weird. Yeah, well, because then they go, wait, let's change that up.
Yeah, they had more budget for the second one, so it was much better.
Well, Learned
Live.
It worked better as a horror comedy rather than just being straight up horror.
Agreed.
Oh, the lighting is so good here. What's that wheezing sound? Oh, no.
Not his doggy.
Yeah, not the dog. Please, not the dog.
It's like, not
the dog.
We always dread the doggy.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Don't do it. Not the dog, you evil
not
people.
Not the dog. And then it's a like motorized mummy hand.
Oh, what the?
Oh, trick or treat, give me
something
good
to
eat. Is there more after that?
If you don't smell my feet.
I think so. And then there's trick or treat written all over his whole room. He's like, this is going to suck to clean. The ceiling. Okay, wait, because there's this great part coming up in a minute. And.
Slice a Achilles tendon.
Achilles tendon.
And you're done.
Shit.
You can't walk after that.
Nope. He's like, I gotta look at it.
All you gotta do is crack. You got a little
He's
hand.
He's so cute. He's like, hey, bloop. And it's Sam. Da-da-da. Such a good costume. I've seen actually quite a few cosplay photos online where people did good jobs of that too. Such a good costume.
It's pretty simplistic.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you? Oh, here's a razor. That's so cool. Waiting for it. Oh, yeah, baby.
Candy
razor.
It's a legit
box cutter with thin.
Yeah, he's like, ah.
You know what? Ready. I got to give him a 10 for innovation on that. I got to say. It's pretty awesome.
And he shoots out the one light in his home.
Attaboy.
No. Oh, that was something I really liked in Conjuring. Weird shit's going on. They turn the lights on in every room they go into. I was like, yes, thank you. Horror movie where you're like, weird stuff's going on. Lights, lights, lights. I'm that person. I'm like, nope. Oh, and all the candy and glass. This is like a bad Home Alone.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, it hurts. And I mean bad in the sense of like bad booby traps and razors. On his bare feet. Oh, wait, no.
What happened to his dog?
He just fell. What happened
to his dog?
Oh, no,
come on, fight through the pain, man.
Yep.
You got to get out of here. I would have shot all those locks off and ran.
I think that was on Mythbusters. It doesn't really work.
What?
Shooting a lock off on some of them.
Oh, he's on the ceiling! Apparently, he's a demon. He's got to be something.
Oh, Sam on the ceiling. So
Sam
good.
On the ceiling.
Creepy laugh.
It's an album cover. Oh, look at him.
So good.
Oh, dang. Dude, headbutt him.
He's like, boo, boo, boo. Fight, 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 fight. Boom. Oh.
I would love to know the lore behind this guy, behind Sam yeah.
Right?
Oh, that guy.
He's
about?
The caretaker of Halloween.
Right,
apparently.
He's the spirit of Halloween.
And then this is when he's like, help me!
You probably wish you didn't have those.
He died anyway, too, though.
Fuck you.
Nope.
Fuck that guy.
This is what you get. Sam's intense, man.
Yeah, dude, look at him. Oh, the reveal!
And then you see his face! And it's a creepy, like, pumpkin head.
Have you seen Pumpkinhead?
I have. I really liked
it. I want to watch that. I haven't seen it yet.
That was another good classic. He's, like, biting his leg. No way!
Oh, that was awesome. That
you know,
was
weird?
So cool.
His face is actually kind of cute.
There's no way he's dead,
way.
Though.
Rate it.
Popcorn Talk, rate it, 2017. Oh, yeah, and Popcorn Talk.
Well, that's hard.
I know what it is.
Because I really liked it. Seven. I liked the old one and the new one. They're different. A 7? Cool. I was going to say like a 7.5, maybe an 8.
It's a good flick. It's not
look at
amazing
his face.
Or anything.
Sam's kind of cute.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
and he
dude.
Has, like, pumpkin guts.
Pull his ass up.
Double, triple tap. And the hand falls off.
And then I would have curb stomped his head. Just not,
burn it.
Like,
burn it.
Like, drive elevator scene curb stomp. Just, like.
Hey, American.
I don't take any chances.
No, what's that other one?
Oh, American History X.
Yes, thank you. I was that's, like, that one came first.
That's yeah, bite the curb. Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh.
I hate the sound his teeth makes when he puts him on the curb. Oh, God.
Yeah, that
oh,
one's
God.
Also, yeah.
Just that scene.
Never, also, never turn your back on the bad guy, ever. No. No. Oh, no. And the footsteps, pitter-patter, pitter-patter. It's like, oh, shit. Run! And Sam's still there. So wait, who's pitter-pattering?
Oh!
Boom. And it's the hand!
Oh my God!
Yay!
He's like the thing. His limbs work individually.
It's from Adam's Family.
Oh.
It's the
yeah,
thing.
The hand.
Yeah. Well, okay, there you go. Adam's Family. That's another good family horror Halloween vibe one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all you gotta be fucking
yeah,
kidding
exactly.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that part I'm just like, you should have curve stomped him, man.
Yeah. Burn him. He has a fire pit.
Burn
or fireplace.
Yourself, man. That way, it's just like
he could still use that gun as a club.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's so cool.
All the hands.
How
bringing
they do
the
that?
Mask
is that animatronic? It could be green screen, I guess. I don't
he's
know.
He's like, hey.
That's
hey.
Easy. I know. How and it's still a child.
That
thing.
Kid
child
bit his
too.
Fingers. He's still
oh, that's
alive.
So cool.
Yeah, he's kind of cute, actually.
He's like a skeletal
he's like, hi.
Pumpkin
yep.
skull thing.
Hand turns around, and since it's pumpkin organic material,
he's
oh,
got
good
he's
effects.
Got
all
he's got
effects.
An X factor.
He's like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah, sorry, Westy kid.
Yeah, he's like, oh no.
Oh no.
He's like, hi. Oh, and he's like, I want to put my mask on.
Yeah. Even though I can't see out of it.
I was just wondering how well he's seeing. No, we've seen shots of him looking out of his mask. And it's a little blurry, but he sees really well.
Oh, okay.
We've had camera
that's
shots.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And there's a lollipop all complete. Ah, look at his mouth all funny. And he bites it.
There it is.
And now we have the razor blade lollipop.
The razor pop.
We are the lollipop kid.
Oh, that's not going to end well.
Nope.
You want some candy? Wow,
and
he's
Sam's
like
super
incredibly
strong, too, apparently.
You have to be if you're like crawling on the ceiling. Oh, classic knife, yeah. Hitchcockian right there. What?
He didn't stab him.
Kind of feels like he actually didn't stab him.
He didn't. He stabbed him in the chocolate.
He just like had a heart attack.
Like literally, there was chocolate.
He just crapped
I like
himself.
The horror, the things where they scream and they're like, oh wait, you didn't actually hit me.
I've come for your candy.
Yeah. He had candy. He respected some of the tradition.
Oh, oh, look at that.
He's so cute. Okay, yeah, so I think there's only the one photo he has of the kids on the bus that ties him to be the bus driver. Also kind of why he is a victim. Because everybody else is very obvious disrespectful to Halloween in some way, shape, or form.
It'd make perfect sense, too.
Yeah. But, and the door opens
Whoa.
For him. Sam's telekinetic. So
he's got everything.
He gets
he's
redeemed.
A baller. No way.
I like him. He's like,
there's no reason for him to be redeemed, though. Other than he had candy.
Oh, here.
And then here's the photo,
we don't
right?
really get to see the photos.
It's right there. I see it.
And now we have the kids and the bus driver. And we were asked earlier, what happened to the bus driver?
Right.
We don't know.
They set it up earlier in the film, and it's led to believe. Yeah.
There he is.
And this is like a freaking...
I mean, he hasn't really lived like a happy, good life, so...
Yeah, it's like the Shining ending, kind of.
Yeah, and later.
And later. Oh, we got another one? What are we at? 114.
Oh, look at those little tiny kids. Where's their parent? He looks like a mummy.
He's all beat up.
At least he got bandaged up. He's like, here's tons of candy. My brother and I went, and like at least we had one parent nearby.
I was about to say
these kids. Yeah, great mummy costume. Aw, yes, we are very. Someone in the chat asked if we're excited for Stranger Things
too.
Oh
my god,
yes.
I can't wait! I can't wait so bad. I'm so glad.
And then
that
wait,
show
we haven't
great.
Verified where his dog is.
Blew up as it was.
Hold on, where's his dog?
No, his doggy. Where's his puppers? Oh, that's the real tragedy of the story, guys.
He's wearing his dad's shirt. That is sad.
That is cute.
Wait, unless he takes him in. And then he sees...
Coming back from Rhonda.
Rhonda, thank
coming
you.
Coming back from her traumatic...
And then the drunk
werewolf
girls.
Oh, there were the
werewolves
after
done.
They slaughter
there
their
was
slaughter
the car,
fest.
Because even the car was tied in.
Yeah. There is Sam.
There's
Sam
Rhonda.
I am. And he
There's
has his
Sam.
Dog no,
no.
in the bag.
Oh, it sounded like it was a cat in the bag.
Yeah.
Ah, let the cat out of the bag. Ooh, maybe Sam just gets distracted. And then we tie into this. It's tradition.
Yeah, they never. Just forget about Barb.
It's Halloween, not Hanukkah. Aw. She's wearing a hoodie under that? I think that'd be hot. Like too warm.
Yeah.
See, look, now we can see out. See, that's his POV.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Ah!
Well,
hey,
I already
Sam's
got this
ready.
Weapon. Might as well. It's the last one for the night.
I guess Sam forgives him. That is interesting that he gets spared.
Or does he?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, what does happen to him?
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. No, he gets the best justice ever. Guess who would possibly come to his door? Yes!
Oh, that's so good.
It's the kids that he abandoned. And they say trick or treat as the last line of the movie. Yay!
That was awesome.
And they show him dying via comic book images as they do at the beginning. So, yay!
That was really great.
So, do you have higher thoughts now that you've rewatched it again?
Yeah, that was very interesting, got to say. That's great. Yeah. Good stuff.
I got to
text see if Marissa's happening. Cuz we got to stop the feed. Oh, actually, can I stop?
Wait, we can keep talking about it.
Yeah.
All right. So, go back to the IMDb. What was the rating on it?
It was like a solid 6 around.
Let's double check.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys, we finished it. I still love it. So good.
Okay, hey, we're gonna wrap up soon. We're still talking about it. Yeah.
Trick or treat. What is it rated on IMDb? Yeah. Oh, and the credits are nice, basic orange on black. It's only eight. No, up higher.
Up higher. Sorry,
it's 6.8.
Almost a 7, okay. Which I can agree with.
I want to give it like almost a 9. I just, everything about it like made me happy.
Yeah, I'd give it like a solid, a solid.
What do you think?
6.8.
I feel that's low.
Solid 7, 7.5, maybe an 8.
Story was good.
Well, for its budget,
good.
Yeah, it's pretty great, I gotta say. The practical effects. Yeah, I love practical effects.
Transitions.
Transitions were great.
Like everything about it. There's almost nothing I would be like, I didn't like that.
Yeah, I mean there's plot holes, but I mean what movie doesn't have plot holes or whatever? Just like the little dumb things.
Like what?
Like how he took off the head of the child and have it in the basement.
Oh yeah, we kind of
just like that. That
kind
of crap. But
is
like
there
either
any scene that you don't. Yeah. Okay. So how I do agree that is one small one. Like he was just outside.
I can look past that. It's
already
great.
In the basement.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But
it's
he could have gone down
film.
To get the kid, and it's just
yeah,
tedious.
Yeah. I'm sure. It's,
I give it.
I'm not gonna
I
like.
Give it a 9.
I'm not gonna hang it up. Like, be like, no, it was terrible. Yeah. No. It's a great. Yeah, it's solid. It's pretty good. I gotta
say. Well, you liked it enough. You went and bought it.
Yeah, I did. I bought it.
I have it too. So I really like it.
Classic little flick.
Oh, and it still holds up. It's still good. It's not very dated. The only thing that's kind of dated is what kind of phone she has. But whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only thing. And then I like that there are real supernatural things. I don't like horror movies where they're like, maybe, and that's just real people. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Keep it grounded.
No, I live in real life. I want weird stuff to happen. If it's just like that, it's like, meep.
What was your favorite little set piece?
Set piece?
Or like, what? Story yeah, line? I guess a little storyline, but.
I think the werewolf one was, when I first saw it, was the most rewarding because I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you don't know anything is supernatural for sure. I mean, Sam's weird as all get out, but you don't know Sam's, like, supernatural 100% till the very end either.
Right.
Oh, why, thank you, Westy Kid. Westy Kid said I was a great commentator. Yay, I hope so. I noticed some of the other ones that you guys didn't talk as much, so I was like, I'm going to say a lot. Oh, Q from Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. Ah, because we were wondering where that was from.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yes.
Can you read my mind?
What else?
Also.
Oh, yeah, any other. What was your favorite story?
I like that little bouts with the bus driver and.
Oh, the bus driver?
Sam.
Yep.
That was pretty cool because you got to see more. I wanted to see more of Sam, and you got to see like what he was, what he had, what he was, you know, made of. you know, like
literally, he spilled his guts, pumpkin guts.
Pumpkin guts.
Are you gonna carve a pumpkin this year now?
Yeah, I hope so. I want to go pumpkin. What is it? Pumpkin.
Go to a pumpkin patch and buy
yeah,
one.
Yeah, pumpkin patch. Buy one and
yep.
Maybe invest in some carving.
Oh, good
tools.
Music too.
Oh, yeah, the music was great.
There's some horror movies where it's just so loud. And this one doesn't too much of, like, quiet, jump scare of, like, noise.
No, it's kind of, like, laid its cards out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trick or treat. Yay!
A lot of
so
cool
good.
A lot of cool twists and turns that you know would really definitely shock people. And
yes.
Which I loved. That last I completely forgot about that last shot of like the kids from the bus. I was
yes.
like, oh, that was quite rewarding.
Exactly. I was just going to say, it's very rewarding because you're bad. I was like, no, right, Sam let him go.
Yeah, because
no,
like,
he's
wait,
a bad guy.
We've
he
seen,
killed
we've
children.
Seen people die. Like,
yes.
Most of the people who died
it's
were not innocent.
All right. Yeah.
Right? Well, except
no.
for except
no,
for the wife and the hubby.
Hubby didn't die.
Oh, the wife did die.
Yeah, because she was ruining the tradition.
Okay, so anyone
it's,
who shat on the tradition died.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's a bit rougher than, like, Tales from the Crypt, only bad people really die, mm-hmm. generally speaking, in the show. There are random, it sucks to be you, wrong place, wrong time, but most of the people who die in Tales from the Crypt TV show mm-hmm. do something bad, and
okay.
they get punished. It's very, like,
okay.
fable-like show.
Yeah.
If you did something wrong,
you
get
you
punished.
Get punished.
So
right.
in this, the problem is, you're destroying the tradition, which sucks. Ooh, there you go. Just so you all know, on Special Behind the Screams, we're just looking at a screen right now. It
oh,
says,
yeah.
Trick or Treat, the Lore and Legends of Halloween. Ooh, I'm going to watch that later.
Yeah, this sounds good.
Yay.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Are we signing off?
Marissa, if you're there. I'm not sure if she is. But we're definitely going to be wrapping up soon. Let's see here.
Do you have your picture movie for next week? Somebody asked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Westy Kid did ask that. I have yet to pick it. I usually pick it during once the week starts. Yeah,
You're like, I don't know yet.
Yeah, exactly. I really don't know yet.
Do you know what you're gonna be for Halloween?
I have one costume idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be like a killer panda.
Killer panda.
Yeah. I want to
sure.
buy like a panda hoodie, and I have a scary panda mask.
Nice.
So a panda like hoodie, and I just like put blood on it somehow.
All right, I dig it.
Yeah.
I don't
what
know
about
yet.
You?
I don't know. I generally think of something last minute. I'm not the person who does it night of, but I'm more like the week right before something event. But I don't know. It's funny because, like, I have a bunch of old stuff, so maybe I'll try to, like, rehash something new, like, combine. Because mm-hmm. I have a bunch of costume things.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
It's like, what do I want to be?
Yeah,
I
don't have much
haven't decided
since, like,
yet.
I moved out of the house. Okay.
All right.
Yep. All right. We're waiting. They're waiting on me. All right. Cool. So, yeah, that was our watch along for
Yay.
Trick or Treat.
Woo!
We'll have our next movie soon. Thank you all for joining us in the chat. Thank you all for joining us here
yes,
as well.
Oh, wait. I was going to say, do you want to plug? There's
yeah.
a new show coming.
We're
talking about that yet?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. There might be something cool.
Yeah. Soon. The month of October, there's going to be a release of a new show. And it's going to be horror film centric. And that's all I want to say for now.
I think that's excellent.
Yeah, we're still planning and developing things for it. But yeah, it should be dropping. We're aiming for the first week of October.
Woot-woot.
So stay tuned. We'll definitely keep your ear to the ground on the Twitter feed for myself, Carrie, and also Oliver. And again, you can find me everywhere at Tony B Dead at Dead spelled D-E-D. And B is just the letter B. Carrie?
Cool. Well, thank you very much. This was super fun. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
And also, you can follow Oliver at Ollie Dreamer. He can make it this week. Hence why Carrie is here. But for next week, if you're available as well, and hopefully Ollie might be available, well, all three of us will do
Ooh.
Another watch along. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, and then Sunday nights at 9 is Box Office Breakdown, where myself, as well as Frank, Amy, and Neil all talk about what movies came out over the weekend and our voice in the booth.
I engineer their show, so I do throw my little tidbits here and there and there.
We talk about movies, so yeah.
I love talking about movies.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Have a good time. See you all next week. Whoever wants to join in again, come right back. Another horror movie this Friday.
All right.
Next Friday.
See ya.
Peace out.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.